Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Shout out to my brother, Wilmore Siddiqui, who had an opportunity to be with down there in Miami at a time to be grateful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters, and good morning, and welcome to the first, Living in the Upload Life of 2025. Welcome to 2025. Praise be to Allah. We are very fortunate, if you are here on this radio program, that Allah has bestowed his mercy on us and allowed us to come together again. Yes, again. And the message that I gave down in Miami at a time to be grateful was the message that I usually say after at the opening of our show. And I say, you know that we have a job to do. Yeah, I'm talking to you and you and you, men, women, boys, and girls. We got the job to remake the world. So get up, you mighty people, and play your role. That was a song that was done by myself and the Propagators over 40 years ago. And I had an opportunity to remind everyone that it hasn't changed. The mission hasn't changed. As our sister Martha said in the song, together we can remake the world. We still have that responsibility. It's not something that's over. It's not over. It's on us. And so that's something that we still have the responsibility to do. And so we have to go ahead and find a way to, first of all, you remake yourself. We have to remake ourselves. Then we have to remake our community, the neighborhood. And after the neighborhood, then the country, and then the world. You know, when you talk about you got the job to remake the world, it says, you know, you start by remaking yourself. And many of us have already done that. All praise is due to Allah through the transitions that we have come through, especially from, the creator of the heavens and the earth bringing us over here to the American circumstance from Africa, even though, you know, we were chilling. We chilling in Africa, man. We was having a good time. We didn't come because we wanted to come. We were forced to come. That's what history says, that, you know, our ancestors was forced to come over here. We didn't, you know, Malcolm X said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock, landed on us. Because many people came to America, came voluntarily. We didn't come voluntarily. And so that's what that means. So, you know, through that whole transition of losing everything that we had, language, name, culture, et cetera, you know, and so, your name is now Toby. Your name ain't, what was it, Kunta Kinte. That's the name they gave him. Your name ain't Kunta Kinte no more. Your name is Toby. What? My name is Toby? Well, all praise is due to Allah that we didn't have to live through that. And may Allah bless our ancestors for surviving that circumstance and situation that, you know, gets us here today. Because not only was the transition from there where they took everything, but we didn't start getting it back. I mean, you know the history. We didn't start getting it back, especially as far as this community, until the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad came and said, you know, like, that the black man is God and the white man is the devil. He's a devil. That's what he is. But, I mean, and that was a heck of a statement. And then his son came along and said, remove all racial images from worship because, you know, we realized that he was a devil. But what we did is the committee to remove all images of divine. That was important because what it did is that it questioned the God cycle as far as being, white. So, you know, because we're in this, a black man is gone. White man is the devil. He was acting like a devil with all the things that he was doing. But he was acting like a devil and then calling himself God. And unfortunately, to this day, brothers and sisters, there are many who will not give up Christianity because they still look at Jesus as being God. They still look at him as being God. I mean, you go to any Catholic church and you will see the image of Jesus, the Caucasian image of Jesus. But it gets worse because there are many debates online about Jesus being the Son of God and about Jesus being God. So why would I give up? Why would I give up the idea in my mind that Jesus is God when he looks like me? Why would there's no motivation in that. And anybody who says that Jesus is not God, they're jealous. I'm talking as a Caucasian right now, that the Caucasian's justification is like, why, you know, y'all black people are just jealous that God don't look like you. Don't tell me to give up God. Don't tell me that God is invisible. No. Right now, the idea that has been in my family and that has been in the world for centuries, we're talking about hundreds of years, the idea is that, you know, people that look like me, that Jesus looks like me. So I'm not going to give that up. I'm not going to give that up. Not only Jesus, his mother, and everybody. All the prophets look like me. Y'all jealous. Y'all just jealous. I'm just talking as a white person who refuses to recognize the oneness of God. There's, you know, in my mind, there's no benefit as that white person who's just going on history. In the Quran, it says, well, we worship like this because we found our fathers worshiping like this. We found our fathers worshiping like this. And you know, our fathers, our forefathers have followed that. Before we came over here to America, I'm speaking as a white person. Before we came over here into America, when I was living in Italy, when I was living in England, when I was living in France, when I was living in Germany, when I was living in Russia, when I was living in Australia, you know, my forefathers, you know, look like they said that Jesus is God, and then he was white. So I didn't make this up. I'm speaking as a white person. I didn't make this up. And now, you know, I come over here, and today you want to tell me, you want to tell me that there's only one God, and you want to tell me that God is invisible. That's what you want to tell me? Oh, I'm going to fight you with all the logic that I have. I'm going to fight you. I'm talking as a white person. I'm going to fight you because you're trying to fool me. Isn't that something? When Shaitan is the one that's doing the fooling, woo! Dirty, no good motor fool. We still have the job. We still have the job. Imam W.D. Muhammad did a great, I mean, he did a stupendous job. The Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad did a stupendous job too. And there were many that walked with them that did a stupendous job. Our ancestors and forefathers and community members. Even Malcolm X did a stupendous job in spanking them people. And bringing the logic, and they did everything. Well, did Mr. Mohammed, Malcolm X, what was your father's name? I don't know what my father's name was. Wasn't it Little? Wasn't your father's name Little? Well, that was the name that the slave master gave my father. But they're holding on to it, and they're not going to believe anything that you got to say, you and me. And I'm speaking as a white person from a white. This morning, this is the white mentality speaking in 2025, and I'm just reflecting. I'm just saying those things that stand in the way of us doing the job of changing the world. You know, I'm that's all I'm doing right now. You know, it's a job that we have to continue to do. Now there are a lot of Europeans that have changed. There are a lot of them that have changed. You know, I mean, you know, that recognize and see how it goes. This is how it goes. So then this is what we say. Well, there's only one God. See, and we're not only talking about Christian people. We aren't talking about Christian, I mean, European white people. We're talking about black people too, who refuse to give up way to follow Christ. Refuse to give that up. They don't even, brothers and sisters, they don't even take into consideration that the book that they call the Bible was written by men. They don't even take that into consideration. They call that the Injil, but the Injil is what Jesus said. It's not what God said, what men said about Jesus. It's about what Jesus said. But they're going to tell you about what Paul said. They're going to tell you what Matthew said. They want to tell you about what King David said. They want to tell you what Solomon said, the Book of Solomon, the Psalms. And in many of the writings, you know, there's some truths that's in many of the writings. We can agree with that. But in today's society, living in the upload life, this is the challenge that we have as Muslims to our mission that we've been given to remake the world. You know that we have a job to do. Yeah, I'm talking to you and you and you, every man, woman, boy and girl, we got the job to remake the world. So get up, you mighty people, and play your role. You mighty people and play your role. Yeah, that's still the mission. Hasn't changed. And I would recommend to you one of our great speakers of today that comes from our community, he's really good at it. He's really good at it. And what he, and I'm talking about none other than the brother that, you know, all of us know. You know him. When I mention his name, you'll know who I'm talking about. And I'm talking about Fahim Shuaib. Imam Fahim Shuaib. All right? So Imam Fahim Shuaib, what he did is I would recommend that you go to YouTube and you put in RISE, R-I-S-E, episode 28, the predicate condition for the return of the original human potential. That's the name of it. RISE, episode 28. So this 28 episodes, he's been talking about this for a while. But predicate condition for the return of the original human potential. Powerful, powerful speech. Powerful. I mean, see, there are a lot of us who wind up doing a lot of talking. I was on Facebook, and somebody said, well, let me see if I can find it so that I can give it to you exactly as it said. Here we go. Okay. So somebody put a post on Facebook, and it said, why are some so-called students of IWDM, Imam WDM Muhammad, afraid to use his language outside of the masjid? I'm going to say it again. And this is supposed to be an imam. Imam. And I'm not going to mention his name. You know. But he said, why are some so-called students of Imam W.D. Muhammad afraid to use his language outside of the masjid? So, and some people just went for it. Someone, one person, good question. Inside the masjid also. And then another, yeah, inside and out, you know, another person that I agree. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, I challenged it. And I challenged it on the basis that the statement was wrong. Why do we have to use Imam W.D. Muhammad's language? I think we would be more in line to use his logic. You see, you know, I don't have anything against people that want to study Arabic, but hell, in many situations, we don't even understand English. First of all, we're talking about living in an upload life. We're talking about the challenges that we have today. So here it is, a person can use social media to put up a statement that says, why are some so-called students of Imam W.D. Muhammad afraid to use his language outside the masjid? But that's not an accurate thought. It's not accurate. Because I understood what he meant. But if we're going to get this message right to the people, then we have to use the right language. We have to use the right language to get over the message. And for him to say, why are some students, so-called students. So this is brother who says he's an imam, number one, and that he's judging so-called, why are some so-called students of Imam W.D. Muhammad afraid? I don't know. Hey, listen, if you're a Muslim and you living in America today and you say, yo, I'm a Muslim, hey, listen, you ain't got no fear in you. Just on the basis that you say you are Muslim and you making prayer 5 times a day, and you done changed your name to Shabazz, you done changed your name to Kareem, Muhammad, you done changed your name, ain't nothing fearful about that. So just on that, it's the wrong word. It's the wrong word. I know what he's trying to say. But again, in order for us to continue to remake the world, we have to use the right words in the language to get across the point that we're trying to make. So he's saying afraid to use his language. Now, from what I understand, I thought Imam W.D. Muhammad's language was English. There's a statement is used in our community, the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's a statement that many people use in our community, but they don't really mean it's the language. They mean the logic. That's what they mean. They don't mean the language, because if you say, well, why don't we use the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad? So what you're saying, that you got to be a parrot now? Because a parrot can use the language. Only want a cracker. Only want a cracker. Say it again. Only want a cracker. See, then, you know, anybody can use the language, but is that the message that you're trying to get across to people? That sentence? The language? No, the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Because if you're applying the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad, then you know what it means to say, we've got the job to remake the world. That's the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad. That sentence, remake the world, is the language that Imam W.D. Muhammad used to get over a message to us. And what we have to do is we have to remake ourselves, you know, remake our community, our neighborhoods, remake our country, and remake the world. We have to have some kind of influence on ourselves, you know, that, you know, on ourselves to that degree. But just, you know, saying, you know, we got the job to remake the world, and then just leave it like that. That's what we're going to tell people. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, you know, my Christian brothers and sisters, you know, we have to remake the world. Imam W.D. Muhammad said we got to remake the world. Imam W.D. Muhammad said remove all racial images from divine. Imam Muhammad said that. And Imam Muhammad said, when I die, don't say, from Allah I came, into Allah I return. They said it in Arabic. Somebody made that statement. You know, that Imam Muhammad said, when I die, don't say over me, from Allah I come, and to Allah I return. But it's a true statement. So Imam Muhammad might have said that, don't say it for me, don't say that for me, but now it's going to change, and people, this is how people are going to use it. You know, we shouldn't say, from Allah we come and from Allah we return. That's how it gets translated. And then they put it on Imam W.D. Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said that we shouldn't say, from Allah we come and from Allah we return. That is what winds up happening when you're not using the language right, and it gets all twisted and everything. I was talking with a brother on the phone, and he was saying, when Prophet Muhammad made the ascension, you know, he led all of the prophets in prayer. And he said, on the ground, not in heaven, on the ground. And which was, you know, in the masjid al-Aqsa, the masjid in Jerusalem. Because that's where he started. And, you know, basically that's where he finished. And he finished off the ascension by leading prophets in prayer. Now, that's what Prophet Muhammad said to his, that was the message that Prophet Muhammad gave to the people about the ascension. He was basically telling them about, you know, his dream or his ascension that he went through. And he was, even though he was in Mecca at the time, and, you know, he traveled to, you know, the furthest mosque that was in Jerusalem and made the ascension, he was still in his bed. So it was like he was dreaming, but it was like a dream that he remembered. And so when he came out of the dream state, I'm just calling it that, you know, that's what the ascension was, basically. I'm just using that. Don't quote me. I'm just trying to, you know, describe, you know, how it may sound. So there was this dream state, and Prophet Muhammad comes out of it. And when he comes out of it, the next thing you know, he's, oh, wow. And he's together with the believers, his believers, he's together, and he starts to tell them about the ascension. He starts to tell them about it. And he tells them that, you know, like he met Prophet Adam on the first level, and, you know, and then he, from Prophet Adam, he met Prophet Jesus and John, and then, you know, he, and then the further he goes up, and the prophets that he made and the conversation that he had with them while in a dream state, while he, so he's basically telling people about his dream, or, but they don't call it a dream, they call it an ascension. The ascension as he's ascending into heaven. And so, you know, this is how, you know, so there were seven levels that he went through, you know, seven levels, seven prophets, you know, that he went through. And then he, one of the prophets that he met was Ishmael. And Ishmael told him, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be important for your mission that you be patient, you know, with the people, you know, and that you continue to strive, you know, because that was the struggle that Ishmael went through. And he said, yeah, you know, that was the conversation he had with him. And he gets to Moses, and then Moses was like, you know, this is where he got the prayer from, because, you know, like he's like, yo, man, you know, praying 50 times a day, that's not going to get it. Go back, you know, to Allah and tell him, you know, just, you know, make it lower. And then it just gets to a point where, you know, the only point that I'm making is that it is in the ascension that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, received the instruction about how we should do the prayer. And then, you know, he met Abraham, or Ibrahim. And then it says, you know, like he led, you know, all of the prophets in prayer. But he led all the prophets in prayer again in his dream or his ascension that he's telling the people that have gathered. He's telling them about it, you know, about this dream state that he was in. And he's telling them about it. And he's saying that he led all the prophets in prayer. But then we don't come back now and say, yeah, he led all the prophets in prayer. And he said he was at the Al-Aqsa, the Masjid in Jerusalem, when he led the people in prayer. That's what he's saying. But see, what we wind up doing, we wind up saying, yeah, and, you know, like, he didn't do it. He was actually at the mosque in Jerusalem, and all the prophets was there physically, and he led the prophets in prayer. Now, you know that can't be true. You know that can't be true. Okay? But this is what we do as far as convoluting the language. You know, we get it in ourselves, and then when we say it, then, you know, we take the language and put it out of place, whereas, you know, like the logic is gone. We just repeat the language, and sometimes we add a word or we leave a word out that winds up being important. You know, in the statement that we're talking about as far as Imam W.D. Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad said, from what I understand, Imam W.D. Muhammad said, when I pass, don't say, from Allah I come and from Allah I return. That's what Imam Muhammad said. But now, it's not to negate that it's a true statement. From Allah we come, and to Allah is our return. That's a true statement. So Imam W.D. Muhammad may have said that for him, but now, as a follower of Imam W.D. Muhammad, then you're going to parrot that. Imam W.D. Muhammad said, you know, don't say it. From Allah we come, and to Allah is our return. Because then that's how it gets put out there. But Imam W.D. Muhammad didn't say that. He just said, don't say for me. From Allah we come, and to Allah we return. And I guess there was some kind of message that he was trying to get to them. But we should understand the logic of that sentence, because we should understand the logic that from Allah we do come, and from Allah we will return. So it's not to say that that's not, when we say it, when our brothers and sisters pass, For us to say from Allah we come and to Allah is our return is a true statement. And it, I mean, it's just a true statement. But we start to argue about, you know, things like this. So we can't remake the world if we don't have the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad right. We're not going to be able to, you know, we're not going to be able to, because we're always going to be arguing and bickering, you know. And again, in on this post, just, I mean, we're talking about a post where this imam, so-called imam, said, why are some so-called students of Imam W.D. Muhammad afraid to use his language outside of the masjid? And I was saying, well, you know, like, it shouldn't be his language. It's that we should use his logic outside the masjid, the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Because when you use the logic, you know, you might take the word, you know, you might take the thing about remove all racial images from divine. And when you're having a conversation with our Christian brothers and sisters, in order to change them, you might not say, instead of saying, we got to remove all racial images from divine, we might just basically say, God is, you know, our position is that God is not white and God is not black. You know, that's not our position, and that's not what the position of the human being should be, because, you know, there's only one God, and he is the creator of us all. You know, and we should recognize the oneness of God instead of, because when you say that God is just one color, if you say that, you know, he's, you know, God is black, with a black man is God, the white man is the devil. You know, we shouldn't say that. Or when we say, in the Catholic Church, you know, pointing out that Mary was white and Jesus was white, you know, with blonde hair and brown eyes, and some people have blue eyes. Or when we have Bibles that have, you know, all the racial images in there, that all the images in the Bible is white, you know, and that's the problem, because, you know, I can't find myself. Say, I can't find myself then in the Bible if the image of all of the prophets is white. So you're saying the same thing of remove all racial images from divine. You're saying the same thing, but you're using your words. You're using the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's the logic that he gave us, our words. We're not using the language. The language of Imam W.D. Muhammad is English. So if we're going to, so the only point that I'm really trying to make is that in order for us to remake the world, we got to stop arguing and bickering with each other, and we argue and bicker about, well, you know, the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Why are some people afraid to use the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad? And I'm telling you, there's so much bickering that went on with this here. I mean, there must be about 120 people who are, let me see. Here it is. Somebody said, well, the reason why, you know, they don't use it is because they fear the criticism of the criticizer of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahim Allahu Alayh. There you go. Imam W.D. Muhammad said that because, so this brother is parroting. They fear the criticism of the criticizer. That's what he said. Then another brother said, yeah, you know, words make people, why do we, and then look at this language. Why do we use the words given to us in Al-Quran and our Salah? That's the justification. The words we all use are the essence of our thinking. So here it is, we done went from, why are some so-called students of Imam W.D. Muhammad afraid to use his language outside the masjid, to, where is it, brother? Yeah. about you, you know, using the language of Arabic in our salat. So we went from the language outside the masjid to justifying it by saying, well, you know, the Quran says this is the language that we have to use, and people don't understand that logic, that there's a difference with that. How are we supposed to remake the world when we are conflicted about the way that the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad is supposed to be used? How are we supposed to do it? We're not going to be able to do it. So we have to get this organized to that degree, because there are so many people online that are making statements. Not only Muslims, but Christians are using the online situation. They're using it to promote that Jesus is God. As a matter of fact, they say, one of the things they say is that, yeah, you agree that Jesus, that you agree that Jesus was born of Mother Mary. You agree with that. So you're saying that God had the power. You Muslims say, yeah, God had the power to go ahead and impregnate Mary, because that's what God can do. You agree with that, but you're saying that Jesus can't be God. This is the language that they use. This is the logic behind that language. Yeah, you agree. Yeah, Muslims, y'all agree that God could make Mary pregnant. But God, y'all agree with that, but you're saying that God, you want to limit God, because you're saying that God come down to earth, you know, and in the image of Jesus. That's what you're saying. And so that's something that we have to be able to, you know, talk about. We have to be able to utilize the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad. We have to be able to use the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad to give an answer to a question like that. That's how we will remake the world, because it's a language environment that we have. And when I say a language environment, we're talking about an environment of words. And these words are constantly giving us logic, are giving us reasons. Language is logic. You know, that's what it is. I'm going to do this. Logic is an American. No, that's a. Let me see. Logic definition. Logic definition. Reasoning conducted or assessed according to strict principles of validity. A system of set principles underlying the arrangement of elements in a computer. Or what is the simple definition of logic? What is logic in simple words? Logic is a system of principles that use reason to determine if a conclusion is true or untrue. Look at language. Language, the definition of language. Let's look at the definition of it. What is the best definition of language? A system of conventional spoken, manual, or written symbols by means of which human beings as members of a social group or participants in its culture express themselves. A system of conventional spoken, manual, or written symbols. Or words. That's what language is. So to say the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, when the person answers, you know, because we fear the criticism of the criticizer, those are the words that Imam W.D. Muhammad. But what is the logic that's behind that? You know, what's the logic behind it? So here it is. We get hooked up and twisted on all these words that are in society. And I'm just talking about words that's in our community that confuse us as far as a community of people under Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's all I'm talking about right now. But what about the language that's being used when you see advertisement? They're using language. They're using words. They're using symbols to do what? To come up with a logic to get you to spend your money. That's what they do. Look, oh, listen, you don't have to cook today. You know, come on, man, and go ahead and get this, you know, fast food. You're going to love it. Oh, look at this. And guess what? It's only going to cost you. So there's a logic behind, oh, it's only going to cost me. I'm going to be getting a bargain. Ooh, I wanted that TV. And now, you know, here it is. Here it is. You know, they done cut the price on the TV. Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and get that TV now. But this is, they use the language in order to get over a logic to influence. That's what advertisement does. So we live in a language environment that is constantly putting various logics behind us for us to determine whether something is true or untrue. Well, is it true? Is it true that this is going to, you know, is it true that this is going to save me money? Oh, okay. Two and two, you know, two and two equal five. No. Two and two don't equal five. Two and two equal four. No, two and two equal five. Well, how you figure? I mean, you know, everybody knows that two and two equal four. No, that's the old way of thinking about it. But two and two equal five. And a half and two and a half equal five. But see, they left that out in the statement. They just said basically two and two equal five. And so they lead it to your logic and my logic to figure it out. When historically, two and two equal four. But they tell us, they just say two and two equal five. So what they did, they left something out. The better way to say it would have been, how can you make two and two equal five? That would be the better way to say it. That would be clear. But then to say in today's, see, the old way is two and two equal five. But in today's world, in the old world, two and two equal four. But in today's world, two and two equal five. See, what you're talking about, two and two equal four, that's the old way of doing things. But right now, two and two equal five today in today's language. Let me see, I got 10 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and open up this telephone line of 972-467. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Tell us who's calling and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ishmael Fahmy, Dallas, Texas. Man, this sounds like a topic that's gonna go on all week, like some of these other ones you talk about. Man, this is needed. I believe it is needed.
It is.
When we talk about the language, and I think just simply, I think most people don't use it outside of, well, I think some people choose not to use it outside of the masjid because it's that if you say something and you can't explain it, it might put you in a position where you're doing the imam a disservice. So it's safer just to stick with the surface level, because you don't want to, you know, you start talking and you really can't back it up, then you're not doing any good to anyone. Just like with the statement by him saying don't say to Allah, surely we belong to Allah, and to
Allah
we
return.
Yeah, right. And the simple, something simple as that, he said don't say it in English. You can say it in Arabic. If you say it in Arabic, then you're covered. Because my question would be, how can you return to something that you've never left? So technically, you can't return to something that you've never left. You see what I'm saying?
I do, if that's the logic that you understand. That's when you say from Allah we come, from Allah we come, and to Allah we return. But the fact of the matter is, you know, all of us are born because Allah has deemed that all of us, each one of us, are born because Allah has deemed that to be so because of the race that we run in the womb. And each one of us won that race. You understand what I'm saying? So Allah, so then each one of us, Allah bless each one of us to begin to come to from Allah we come, and then we have to go back for judgment.
But just simply saying to Allah we're returning. Instead of just return, may make it a little bit more accurate to the Arabic. Surely from Allah we came, and to Allah we're returning. That makes a big difference in what we're saying.
Does it really? Return and returning.
Return and returning because it's an ongoing process, and once you understand the Imam's language. You know that this statement is not just for death. It's to be applied in every test we have in life. And that's the difference. That's where his language comes in, that we're applying it to every test we have in life, not just death. So when we just use it for death, that gives the impression that it's only when we die. We should be using that term throughout many trials that we have. And then once you understand that, that's when you're understanding his language and using his language properly.
Well,
and that's the
Again, you're saying using his language, but what it really is using his logic. It's not his language. But see, the community has adopted a saying, the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad. The language of Imam W.D. Muhammad is English. That's the language. But the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad, what's the logic behind what he's saying? It's not what the language is. It's not the language. It's the logic behind what he's saying. I mean, if you're being technical, just like you being technical from returning, you're being technical with it in saying that. So we should be technical when we say the language and the logic. We should be technical with it.
And I don't think it's technical because when someone says you're speaking my language, that doesn't mean that you're speaking, you know, the language that I speak as a tradition. That means that you understand what I'm talking about. So I don't think it's technical when we say that. When you say somebody's speaking your language, you know it's a certain nuance and a certain understanding to how you're talking that makes it the same language. Even rocket scientists speak English, but they're not, when they're in their work, they're not speaking the same language as me and you if we don't understand rocket science. All the words may be in English, but they're speaking a totally different language.
The language is, again, a system spoken of spoken, manual, or written symbols. Symbols. That's what language is. It's symbols.
Right. And how
logic
you put those symbols together.
That's not logic. See, this is what I'm saying. You know, like, if we're going to be technical about it, I mean, see, what, you know, people say, you speak in my language, that's a colloquial saying. That's a saying that people, it's like you say, well, I'm hip to what you're saying. That's a colloquial saying. We have developed a colloquial saying, the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, but it's really the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. And I think those words can be, for me, those words can be interchangeable. They're not separate. Language and logic, they go together.
Okay, that's the way that I understand that that's the way that you think about it, and that's the way that you understand it. But if we're going to be accurate, because when you get out there and you start dealing with people, you know, you start dealing with people, you know, like, you got to be accurate. in what you're talking about, because you, we understand in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we understand the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad and what it means. But you out there, you talking to somebody else, you know, and you say the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, they're going to say, oh, what you mean? Was he speaking Arabic? You mean the, what, he spoke Arabic?
Some will. Yeah, some that don't understand nuance will, but those that understand.
But we are talking about nuance. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about nuance. When Imam W.D. Muhammad, see, and here's another thing he said. You said that, you know, because we're always returning. So you understood what he said, the statement was, don't say when I pass. That's what he said, don't say when I pass. You know, from Allah he comes, to Allah we return. He said, but it's still the true statement. From Allah we come, and to Allah we return. It's still a true statement. Now, it might be that it's an ongoing process, but the truth of the matter is that on this level, before you go to the next level of continuance, you're going to be judged about what you are doing on the planet now. I mean, so, yeah, there's a continuous process. We understand that. But the thing is that you can't say that it's a wrong statement. Because you say the difference is from return and returning. You see what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Return and turning.
So the whole purpose of this show was to remake the world. If we're going to remake the world, then we have got to be able to be accurate in our language, especially when we're talking about communicating with other people. And you're right, 100%. I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. You say, well, you know, like people don't use the language or the logic of Imam W.D. Muhammad because they don't understand it to that degree to use it. So thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Walaikum as-salam. We got another telephone call, 706-627. As-salamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. I got 1 minute left. Go ahead, bro.
Well, for 1 minute, just want to say, you know, we did not differ until we got some knowledge. So we have to always remember that. And like you said, both of y'all are always going to be, we are trying to be right. The language we use, regardless of what it is, if you're really in doubt about it, then you are to go to the Quranic Arabia that Allah is to show the oneness. And if you come to a blank culture, there's no definition in the Arabia of the language that you use, that lets you know that it's man-made and it no longer takes the place of the image or logic or rationale that Allah wants you to have. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you, brother. So all right, so I got 1 minute left in the system, and I think we should say this. I saw Sister Martha Nyla Williams. I appreciate if she pressed one on her telephone so that she could tell us about what's going on today on American Muslim 360, because you know that this is in the month of January, and in the month of January, Blog Talk Radio is going down. And when Blog Talk Radio goes down, then, you know, we're going on another platform, and I understand it's a Zoom platform that we'll be going on. A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio already has an alternate number set up, 971-379-9162. We will also probably go on the Zoom platform, which will be actually be an elevation to what we need to do, because in today's society, it's not only the audio platform that's used, it's the visual platform that's used also. So we're being, you know, just like the slave man, we were forced from Africa over here to America. We're being forced off an audio platform to a visual platform where our message will be more succinct and clearer, and people will see us, and we'll be able to make visual determination. Again, I would say to you, I totally recommend Imam Fahim Shuaib YouTube Rise episode, the predicate condition for the return of the original human potential. I wholeheartedly recommend that we take a look at the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And, you know, Imam Fahim Shuaib, I mean, does an excellent job. Excellent. I mean, he breaks it down where a baby could understand it. And that's what Imam W.D. Muhammad was capable of doing. That's what got me with him. That, I mean, he would say things, and it was like, oh, I mean, it was just told, it was automatically understood. My logic just picked it up. So let us remember that. I recommend today listening to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. That's at 10 a.m., 515-605-9326. And tomorrow I'll be here, inshallah, with the stories of the prophets by Ibn Kathir. And until then, I'm going to go ahead and play something for to go out with.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.